As your business scales, one of the most important factors when it comes to success is how well you've structured the operations of the business, and have you actually given your team the clarity needed for them to succeed in their role? My friend Alex Sharfin broke this down in this highlight episode that I'm sharing with you now, where he talks about what it means to have a solid operating system and the impact that has on your team.
This is for you, the online business owner who wants to maximize your profit and multiply your impact. I'm Shanna, host of the Community Creators Podcast. I've spent over a decade helping top brands and entrepreneurs create thriving communities that increase their reach, retention, and revenue. This podcast is where I share my best insights and invite you into conversations with the world's leading community creators and cultivators. So grab your favorite mug, fill it up, and let's get started.
You've mentioned this a couple of times, and I'd love to just for you to just explain what this means, because you keep talking about an operating system, which I love the idea of, but I think it takes a while for business owners to get to a place where they understand what SOP is. We have a standard operating procedure, and it's like every task in the business should be documented and written down. And then people go, oh, we do have really good systems. We do have an operating system in the business because every individual employee has an SOP for every single task. I have a feeling that's not what you're talking about when you're talking about an operating system. So can you explain what that is?
Sure. So one option to grow a business, and I think it's really the best option, is to have an operating system that creates consistency around three things. What you plan to do as a company, how you execute that plan as a company, and how you grow, manage, and take care of the people in the business. And when you look at those three specific things, how you plan what you're going to do, how you execute those plans, and then how you take care and grow the people in the business, in 99% of entrepreneurial companies, those things don't exist. There might be project plans for individual projects. There might be a project management software that is like, quote unquote, managing execution, but rarely really is. It's more of like a task list for everybody. And then when it comes to managing and growing people, there's usually a complete deficit of systems altogether. And in a lot of businesses, I've worked with people that have 20-person teams that they don't ever meet with. And they do everything through Slack, and they do everything through voicemails and voice notes. And the other side of that is putting a system together through which everyone on the team understands the plan and where you're going, exactly what you're going to do. If you and I were to walk into a locker room right now to any professional sports team on the first day of the season, and we walked up to the rookie who is brand new on the team and it doesn't even know where the bathroom is, and we say, hey, what are the goals around here? They'll tell you in a heartbeat, I want to get to the Hall of Fame. I want to win the championship. I want to win everybody I line up against this quarter. Here's our schedule for the month. Here's what I have to do this week. And if I do this workout and this training and these drills today, I could possibly get to the Hall of Fame. And you walk into the average entrepreneurial business and you say, hey, what are the goals around here? And Shanna, I've had these conversations. You get answers like survive, don't make the entrepreneur who's running it angry, make sure nobody gets upset who's in our membership. There's not clarity as to, hey, here's exactly where we're going. And when you have a system where you can create that parallel where the championship is your long-term client-centric mission and the Super Bowl is what is that year-long outcome? What financial revenue are you going to drive for the year? And the quarter is like what projects, policies, people, and processes are we committed to changing or adding or improving in this quarter? And then what are we going to execute this month? What are all our tasks for the week? And what are you doing today that's going to get us to that long-term client-centric mission? When you install that in a company, you go from running the business by personality, which means you're telling everybody what to do all the time, and you're in this place of transactional management of telling people what to do, checking that it got done, telling them what to do, checking that it got done. That's how most project management software really works. It is a transactional management system. If you can shift that over to what we call transformational leadership, where the entire team understands clear outcomes for every project and for everything going on in the company, and then you can assign those outcomes to people on the team and coach their success rather than checking that it got done. You're supporting them and helping them and helping them get to the outcomes. And if you have clear outcomes and you coach success, you get leveraged results with your team. It changes everything. In multinational, huge corporations, there are entire teams dedicated to planning. My cousin works at Apple. They have a project plan for the next 8 years that is set in stone. And then another 2 years on top of that is theoretical. And another 2 years on top of that is like, maybe we can do this. So they've got 12 years worth of plans. You look at the average entrepreneurial business, there is no plan. And I think that is like the biggest deficit that we have in small business today.
I love that you're talking about this with the perspective of the long-term plan, but really the outcome-driven team versus the task-driven team. Because I think that is a lot of what creates burnout, is feeling everybody wants meaning in their work. Everybody wants to work towards something bigger than themselves. And you can only check so many boxes in a day to feel like you're getting meaning. So I really love this perspective on it. I think one of the things that's coming to mind for me is this idea of proactive versus reactive. So we have a lot of people come to us wanting to hire a community manager that's been trained through our program. And we have to really educate them on the difference between, first off, a virtual assistant and a community manager, but second off, proactive versus reactive, because community managers are by default often reactive. And we really train them to be proactive. And it's because we switch that perspective from like, hey, just make sure you handle any fires in the community, or you let people in or out, or whatever it might be, to your goal isn't just engagement, it's progress. It's helping people make more progress. And in doing so, that impacts our retention rate, which increases our lifetime value, which allows us to scale, because now we can spend more per customer and all of that. So we really try to give that community manager a perspective that's much bigger than the role that they've been given. So is having these outcome-driven roles, is that part of the key that leads to more proactive employees versus the reactive employees, where business owners often feel like they're not getting enough from their team, they're not getting enough for that certain role, and there's a ton of turnover?
Yeah. And it's not just not getting enough from their team or not getting enough from the role or a ton of turnover. I hear dialogues from entrepreneurs all the time, like, I want my team to step up. I want them to take initiative. They're not engaged. They're not excited. They don't make decisions like I do. This is one of my favorite statements that entrepreneurs make. I can do anything my team does faster. Have you heard that? Like, that's like a universal, like, oh, you know, I hired this person to do this thing and it takes them three times as long as me. To me, the symptom in all of that, in a team not taking initiative and not feeling like they're stepping up and not feeling like you get the support you need, is that they don't have clarity as to where they're going. And this is a scenario and equation that I've worked with over and over again, where you look at an entrepreneurial team and the only person that really understands where the company is going is the entrepreneur. And there is no plan. There's no documentation. There's no like, here's what we're doing and these are what our goals are. Here is our finish line this month. And instead, there's no finish lines. It's just continue working until something changes, and then work on that thing and then work on the next thing. And there's no context as to whether you're succeeding or not succeeding. And what happens so often on entrepreneurial teams is that we attract people that are different than the people going to work for Ford or Apple or Intel or companies like, or Facebook or Google. Like, the person who's going to work over there wants to be in that type of a structure. The person who's working in a small business, typically they want to be able to achieve, they want to be able to contribute, they want to be able to be recognized, they want to be able to succeed. Like, success is so important to the A players that go work in our size businesses. And then we put them in this situation where they don't understand the outcome, so they can't work autonomously. They don't really understand what the goals or objectives are, so they work on stuff as they're given the stuff to work on, or they work on problems or fires or putting something out or last minute heroics. And oftentimes we drive the best people out of the team because they came to your company to win. And as entrepreneurs, we create this further challenging dynamic where we have a $1 million business and we set the annual goal at 10. And so now not only are they not succeeding day to day, but we've set this outcome that shows them they're losing every single month. And we're teaching them to lose gracefully. And we're teaching them to be in this situation where it's okay not to hit the numbers. It's okay not to hit the goal, but we're going to get there someday. And you add all that up, and what often happens is entrepreneurs end up with a team of people who are willing to put up with all of that. And that is not the same team of people who's willing to go out and be really productive. And so if you show people where you're going, if they have clarity as to what they need to do, they can go autonomously do those things and raise their hand when they need help. And man, it's so much easier for us as entrepreneurs But the path of like doing that is obscured for most of us. I know it was for me for most of my career.
If you have an established membership, you know that retention is the name of the game. When you can keep your customers longer, you increase the lifetime value of each and every customer, which increases your profitability in your business. If you've been wanting to decrease your churn, keep your customers longer, and establish somebody in your business to help really support you on the retention journey, I want you to take a look at my Retain Group Consulting Program. This is crafted specifically to help you establish a solid retention strategy and support a leader on your team that can become the retention leader you've been looking for. Just go to joinretain.com to learn more.
Hey friend, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe. Then do me a favor and leave a review letting me know what you want to hear more of. To learn more about the show or connect with me, head to shannalynn.com. That's shannalynn.com. Until next time.